Blog Talk Radio.
Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. It's a new summer era. We don't wanna see the heroes. We fighting against each other. It's the love that we need with one another. You understand? Trust might be love. Knowing through all, keep on going. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Gotta get on your grind, don't confuse your mind. Let that dream come true. Stop playing a fool, chatting to my soul. Praying for forgiveness, never get lost in the world of sin. That's while I'm trying my vision. Seeing knowledge is given, knowing what's been hidden. Living life, only good intentions, not playing the victim. Standing by strength of perfection. Success is your best liquid. Becoming one of noble reflection. Positive vibration in the spirit. Turning for the moment with a blessing. Remember this lesson. Truth be told through these confessions. Why you guessing? Stop stressing. Stop stressing. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another India Morrell Dollhouse Radio production of Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And we have a few issues to go into tonight. Our first issue is going to be Trump. And the second issue will be war on police / cops, question mark. And the third topic will be Birth of a Nation film, the film that has just come out entitled Birth of a Nation by this guy, Nate Parker. And the fourth topic will be black women against black men, question mark. And as we know, we probably won't get into all of these topics tonight, but there's always next week. It's just like there in the workplace. What we can't get done today, there's always tomorrow. Well, if not tomorrow, next week. So again, welcome to Urban Society. We just heard the song from Kimber entitled Black Renaissance. I like that song, but especially do I like the name of the song, primarily because of the word Renaissance in the title. Because a Renaissance is always a welcome thing. It's a rebirth, a renewal in a real sense. So I'm glad to be back. I will say that firstly. I've been off for a while. I've had issues to attend to, or maybe even issues were attending to me, either or. But I'm back tonight, and I'm feeling better about being back. You know, it's just one of those situations. Anyway, well, as we know, the weather is getting colder here in New York. It's October. But the way I see it, I'm thinking positively. Is that being that it's October, we're just that much deeper going into winter, and we're that much closer to spring. That's how I think. So anyway, moving right along, let me first off go into one of the issues on Trump. I had just read this on the Internet News Tonight. I was scouring the internet for articles, and this just came in. I guess it just happened tonight. I got an article here. I didn't write it all down. My printer kind of went down on me, whatever. It says here that the title of the article is Trump Clinton React to Attack on Local North Carolina GOP Headquarters. The article goes further to say that nominee GOP, meaning Grand Old Party, that's the an acronym for the Grand Old Party. GOP nominee Donald Trump tweeted that animals representing Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton had firebombed our office in Orange County because we are winning. The article goes further to say that a bottle of flammable liquid was thrown into a building housing the Orange County GOP headquarters in Hillsborough, North Carolina, in what one state GOP official called an act of political terrorism. The article goes further to say that local police and Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are investigating, but had not released any information about suspects at the time of Trump's tweet. And though Trump claimed he's winning there, some place called a polling agency entitled Real Clear Politics average a poll from the state showed Clinton ahead by 3 points. Authorities said the vandals had written Nazi Republicans get out of town or else on the side of a nearby building. This guy Trump, he's just outrageous. I mean, to me still, it's amazing that powers in this country, I'll say it like that, it's amazing to me that powers in this country has allowed this clown, this idiot, this buffoon, this, what someone else called him, this bozo, to have come so far in our electoral or political process. It's just outrageous. I won't even say amazing, but if amazing, it's outrageously amazing that he has come so far thus far. But at the same time, him being where he is also reflective of the attitude, or should I better, is it better said, his having come this far thus far is primarily because of the attitudes of a lot of people in our country, white racist attitudes, primarily, that he's come this far so far. But I still say, fear not, worry not. There's no way in God's domain, on God's green earth, that this idiot can be elected to be the president of this country. Hillary Clinton has it by a landslide. It will be. As a matter of fact, it's just my thinking. Some might call it conspiratorial type thinking, because I have no proof of this. But it's always been my thinking that Donald Trump basically is a Hillary Clinton plant. Hillary and Bill Clinton plant, basically, and other Democratic operatives. Because remember, if you didn't know, they're friends. Trump has talked about how he and Bill Clinton be on the golf course. Buddy, buddy. Well, but that's another issue. So, but that's my core thinking. I do, in fact, believe that, because I won't say all of them, but I'll limit that to say Hillary and Bill Clinton, they're immoral. They don't believe in nothing but themselves and money. That's all they believe in. Right and wrong, they have no idea what it is. Well, if they do, they don't care about what it is. Because, see, there's a difference there even, that some people really don't know what right and wrong is or isn't. And then again, you have those who just don't give a fuck, basically. Excuse my profanity, but that's the way it is. It's an egregious situation of those people who just don't care. They don't care. Yeah, I remember that kind of reminds me back in the day when I was into the drug situation. I was talking with a quasi-female friend of mine about something that had happened, and based upon her being involved with what had happened, I was more so, questioning her as to why. And I was saying this and that, and she kept telling me, I don't care. And I would say something else. You said, I don't care. And really, she didn't care. Wow. outrageous, but that's the way it is. So anyway, moving right along. But before I move along, I better mention that, who knows, I may be told something by our executive producer about the music playlist. It appears that I can't pull up music that I could pull up prior to my hiatus, so to speak, from the show. And I see different songs here, so I'm just going to assume that these are the songs that I am to play. Basically, because the other songs I used to always play in the rotation, they're not there anymore, or if they are there, I can't pull them up. I don't see them. But then again, also, I am at a different computer terminal, so to speak, as well. So moving right along then, it's not going to stop the show. No, it don't, because you know how I go. If the music don't play, I talk right on. That's how I do. But anyway, so again, moving right along on into the first article about this buffoon, this bozo, Donald Trump. And yes, he is a bozo. He really is. Excuse me. Anyway, this other article I have here is entitled Donald Trump Makes History with Zero Major Newspaper Endorsements. The article goes on to say that with just a little over a month until Election Day, Donald Trump has racked up zero major newspaper endorsements, a first for any major party nominee in American history. See that? It also says Hillary Clinton wins presidential endorsement from Arizona Republic. Read that again. It says Hillary Clinton wins presidential endorsement from Arizona Republic. Some conservative papers, which have endorsed Republicans for decades, are now breaking with tradition to endorse Hillary Clinton, or at the very least, urge their readers not to vote for Trump. Several have taken a stand even at the expense of losing subscribers at a time when newspapers are barely staying afloat. Some papers have received death threats, but for a growing number of newspaper editorial boards, staying on the sidelines is no longer an option. The Dallas Morning News, which has endorsed every Republican nominee since 1940, was so appalled by the idea of President Trump that it introduced its Clinton endorsement with the caveat: "We don't come to this decision easily. This newspaper has not recommended a Democrat for the nation's highest office since before World War II. If you're counting, that's more than 75 years and nearly 20 elections." The Cincinnati Inquirer's editorial board broke from a nearly century-long tradition of backing Republicans to support Hillary Clinton, telling its readers, "This is not a traditional race, and these are not traditional times." The Arizona Republic also endorsed Clinton, the first time the paper backed a Democrat since its founding in 1890. Same for the San Diego Union Tribune, which hadn't endorsed a Democratic nominee in its 148-year history. After the Houston Chronicle endorsed Clinton, the Texas Monthly asked, "Will any major newspapers in Texas endorse Donald Trump?" Then it says, but why limit that question to Texas? The article goes further to say, the Chicago Sun-Times reversed a 2012 decision to stop making presidential endorsements, explaining to his readers that the best way to avert a train wreck is to wave a warning flag as soon as possible. USA Today, which has never endorsed a presidential candidate, did not actually endorse anyone this year either, but did publish a non-endorsement, "Resist the Siren Song of a Dangerous Demagogue. By all means, vote. Just do not vote Donald Trump," the paper urged its readers. Okay, I'm going to have to stop there because it's currently 15 minutes to the hour, and we're going to go into our first music break with Jada, spelled J-A-D-E, entitled "I Want to Love You." So here we go, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to India Morrell Dollhouse Radio. You are listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. We just heard a song from Jada entitled I Wanna Love You. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, J-A-D-E. I recall Sade's name was spelled S-A-D-E, and that was Sade. So maybe J-A-D is J-Day? I'm not sure. I hope someone tells me. But in the meantime, I'm going to call her Jada. Okay. So, as I said, welcome back to Indy Morrell Dollhouse Radio. And I'm on the issue of Donald Trump, reading an article about how none of the major newspapers of this country are endorsing him. Because normally, I guess, a lot of newspapers would endorse the Republican candidate. That's the way this article is seeming to suggest. Because they're saying that instead of them going. But then again, these are newspapers. Most of those that I initially read off were from the South anyway. And as we know, the Southern states normally do go Republican. Yes. But then again, in the other articles I had read previously about that bombing of the Republican headquarters there in North Carolina, it was mentioned that Hillary Clinton was ahead by 3 points there in North Carolina. That's also something telling concerning Hillary Clinton being different as a Democrat than a Republican. I mean, come on. Same animal, same skin, but just what? Looking in a different direction? I don't know. But anyway, so moving right along with this article I was reading about the major newspapers not endorsing Donald Trump. Now we're moving, let us say, now we're moving north. And it says that, let me make sure I get this right. Okay, I'm going to start off with USA Today. They're saying, which had never endorsed a presidential candidate, did not actually endorse anyone this year either, but did publishing a non-endorsement. Yes, I have read this earlier, where they're saying, resist the siren song of a dangerous demagogue. By all means, vote, just not for Donald Trump, the paper urged its readers. And on Wednesday, The Atlantic endorsed Clinton, making just the third time in the magazine's 160-year history that it had made a presidential endorsement. The last time The Atlantic took sides in a presidential election was in 1964, when it endorsed Lyndon Baines Johnson for fear of a Barry Goldwater presidency. Barry Goldwater, if we remember, he's the same presidential candidate that Hillary Clinton at that time was canvassing for. In other words, she had endorsed Goldwater. Maybe she wasn't old enough to vote, but she was trying to get out the vote for Goldwater. Same thing, same difference. Anyway, the article says further, the other endorsement was 100 years earlier when it backed Abraham Lincoln. And the article goes further to say that, and it's not just the papers, but also writers who are taking a stand. Last month, a member of the Wall Street Journal's traditionally conservative editorial board endorsed Clinton, calling Trump the candidate of white supremacists and swastika devotees. Trump did receive 4 endorsements during the primary, including one from the New York Observer, which is owned by his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and the National Enquirer. The article goes further to say, the fact that so many conservative bastions are willing to go out on a limb, experts say, could eventually convince moderate Republicans to break from their own traditions of voting for the GOP. Even Michael Chertoff, the man who led the Whitewater investigation against Clinton, has endorsed her. And it says that this guy, some guy named Pitney, said, that should tell you something. This is the first election where I'm not voting Republican. Yeah, that's something else. And I mean, that should be a telltale sign, too, that as scared as some people are, Trump don't have a snowball's chance in hell to win the presidency. I mean, really, he does not. He does not. I mean, he just does not. I don't care what people say, he just does not. Come on, people. Let's be for real. Like I always say, I mean, people in this country, well, I don't want to say that they're not bright. I don't want to even say that they're dumb. But I will just say that there are more intelligent people in this country than there are dummies. It's just like that. It's just like that. It would seem different than that, but I have to believe that. I'm a pessimistic optimist. And if I'm an optimist, I'm an optimistic pessimist. I'll put it that way. I try to see the best sides of all sides, regardless to where the side actually is. And it's better that way, because it's true. And then I have another article here on Trump. It's entitled, "Here's Why Trump Supporters Say Groping Tape Is No Big Deal." We just heard about this week. Outrageous. This bozo, this clown, this idiot is going to be, a tape surfaces from 2005 when him and this guy, Billy Somebody, who has been fired from the job that he had on morning TV for that tape. It's too bad that Trump hasn't been dismissed completely and barred from the presidential, race and candidacy. It's just too bad, but he's still there. But we're going to see what's going to happen as the days and weeks go by. But yeah, this clown. Well, matter of fact, I will say that in a real sense, he has done some good in a real sense in bringing this issue to the fore concerning how men do treat women. Not only how men do treat women, but how men think in terms of women. I was just out Saturday. I was in an area, and I was waiting for some service to be done to my car. I'll put it like that. And just walking around, I was stopped, and I was standing in a certain spot, and I happened to have seen this pretty black woman. She happened to have stood in the area where I was, and I couldn't help but notice her, naturally, male that I am. But at the same time, I was trying not to notice her because I was thinking about, Trump and his total disrespect of women. And I wasn't wanting her. Well, it's not even a thing about me not wanting her to think that I might have, vile and vicious thoughts in my head. But the thing was that I had thoughts in my head about Trump. And I wasn't trying to be like that. Even if it was just admiring the way she looked, because she was very pretty, I will say that. And normally I would have stared longer, and I guess perhaps even more intensely than I did stare on Saturday. But, having thoughts about what this clown has said, I was honestly trying not to be like that, because in a real sense, I'm nothing like that, nothing like that. And also, let me just go on and read this article, because there's a lot to be said about this article, and more will be said about not just this article, but about his mindset concerning women, and not just his mindset, but like a lot of men's mindset concerning women. Interesting. But anyway, this article starts off by saying that Donald Trump supporters got an unexpected welcome as they approached his Wednesday afternoon rally in Lakeville, Florida. Bob Welsh, a city commissioner from South Miami, had brought a set of speakers and was blaring the tape of Donald Trump bragging about sexual assault in 2005. That's what people came to call it, sexual assault, because in a real sense, that would be considered a sexual assault if the woman would so press the charge like that. Indeed. Indeed, for real. I know not to do that. But anyway, well, that is, no, I'm more respectful of women than that. I know not to put my hand on a woman because, I won't want nobody to put their hands on me. I put it like that. And by the same token, I got sisters and nieces, and I wouldn't want nobody to put their hands on them either. Because if they do, and I hear about it, or if I'm in the area, hey, it's on, point blank. There's to be no questions asked, Just saying. But anyway, let me get back to this article here. So, where was I? Okay, yeah, about the assault, bragging about sexual assault in 2005. The footage, which was obtained and published Friday by the Washington Post, shook up the presidential race and prompted dozens of Republican elected officials to formally abandon their party's presidential nominee. Welch was taunting Trump supporters and had a sign for good measure. But the supporters who packed this rally hadn't lost any sleep over the tape. They offered different theories as to where the video might have come from and what it really means. But they agreed on one thing. He's still better than Crooked Hillary, as one middle-aged man put it. He apologized for it, and Hillary doesn't know how to apologize for anything. And the article goes further to say, and this is in quotes, "I'm a guy. I've done worse," said Henry Dupuis. It looks like Dupuis, D-U-P-U-I-S, what a name. He probably did do worse than women with a name like that. I'm just being facetious here. The name don't mean nothing, I know. But I'm just saying. And the article says that he who told me, it says, okay, "I'm a guy, I've done worse," said Henry Dupuis, who told me he was an immigrant from Canada. "Absolutely, me and my buddies? I'm serious about that. Worse than sexual assault? Really? No, I'm just saying, well, call it, it's just words," Dupuis said. "It's no action compared to Bill Clinton. It's just words." What did I think of it?" said Christina Lewis from Lakeland. They have her here in quotes. She says, honestly, I thought that was the most ridiculous setup from the GOP, that is the Grand Old Party, the Republican Party, the Republican establishment, political establishment. They set it up. They planned it because it's locker room banter. It's all it was. Every guy in the United States of America has talked about doing a girl in the bathroom or in the locker room or wherever on the bus. Let me tell you this. How come, this is what pisses me off, how come she can call a bunch of challenged kids at an Easter egg hunt retards, and there's no media coverage? This lady was referring to something else that supposedly took place with Hillary Clinton when she was first lady, so the article said. But the article goes further to say that Lewis's friend Steve Peters told me, "What guy doesn't talk like that? If he didn't talk like that, I'd think there's something wrong with him." Another Trump supporter, Diane, whose husband encouraged her not to give her last name, offered the entertainment industry defense. "There's a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of music people, rappers, that say a lot more dangerous and nasty language. And you know what? That language that Trump said, and that was years ago, and it hadn't killed anybody. And Hillary Clinton's actions as Secretary of State got people killed in Benghazi." See how they jump all over issues just to maintain their cognitive dissonance? That's what I'll call those people who are in fact supporting Trump and him having said what he has said. Exactly. They are experiencing a situation of cognizant dissonance, indeed. The article goes further to say, "It doesn't affect me," said Lou Gaskin of nearby Bartow. "He's never been a politician. He's always been a caricature, a TV star. So things like that are going to be in his past. I think Billy Bush goaded him into it." I had heard someone else mention that. Well, matter of fact, not heard, but on Facebook, people talking back and forth about this particular incident. Some had said, I read that that this guy Billy Bush had prodded Donald Trump, to say those things. Could be so, but still, he said them. That's how he thinks. That's what he does. That's what he did. Nobody made him do those things, but that's his character. That's a part of his nature. And he even said that, powerful men. And then again, it's more so true than they're not true that, powerful men, that is men who have influence, men who have money and position, they can and have and do avail themselves upon women. But that doesn't make it right. No, it doesn't. But I guess in their mind, it makes it right. Why? Because that's part of their mindset. That's part of their mindset concerning women. They see women not as women, as being human or humane. They see them just as I don't want to say property, but they see them just as something to be had, something to be used, primarily. Primarily. That's all that they see them as, see women as. You know, something that's something for them. They don't see the person that's in a woman. They don't see that. To even say that even though their mother was a woman, they may have sisters also, but more so than not, they have the same mindset toward their sisters also and their mothers. It's a convoluted issue and situation. And I would also say further, but before I go there, I'm going to have to hold my thought because I have to go into another music break. So we're going to have another song from Jada entitled, no, this is not Jada, this is Jala or Jaha. Let me see here. Let me get this name correct. The name is spelled J-A-H-A-H. So it looks like Jaha. It's entitled Soul Music. So here we go, and we'll be right back.
They say I got an old soul. Maybe because I was raised on them greats, like Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin. I think it's time we bring back that feel good.
What happened to the music and the songs that take you higher? Now everything they play just sounds the same.
Oh,
Welcome back to India Morel Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. We just heard a song from Jaha entitled Soul Music. I think that had the early sound to it of early R&B singers. Interesting. That was Jaha entitled Soul Music. So, going back into the issue of Donald Trump, right now we're on that tape that was played with him saying some vile things about women, you know, and how his mind operates concerning women. And when I was last speaking before we played the music there, I was talking about how the issue is really convoluted. And what I was going to say further is that concerning the situation of many men having that kind of mindset. And further, I would have to say that it's rare for a man or male not to have that kind of mindset. It's rare. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I would say that I more so don't have that mindset than do have that mindset. As I had alluded to earlier in the show about how I was standing out in the street waiting for service to be done to my car, and that woman that I happen to have noticed, I try not to notice her because of Trump, this B-A-S-T-A-R-D, this exactly, this, I'm spelling it again, this B-A-S-T-A-R-D, I try not to be like him, and I'm not like him, but anyway, I guess I was trying too hard. But what I was going to say before I got sidetracked in saying that part is that, how can I put it, well, the society in which we live, the culture in which we live, it does in fact tend to foster that kind of mindset in boys and men. I mean, even as we're growing up at a certain age, we are more so than not taught the differences between girls and boys, little boys and little girls. You know, little boys do this, little girls do that. Little boys don't do this, little girls don't do that, things of that nature. And then as we grow, I mean, then the, I guess we could say the sexual consciousness comes into play also. And then that's when things really start to get screwed up. It really starts to get screwed up then. But as I say, it's a cultural thing. But then again, it's just not in our culture, in the American culture, because we can honestly say that it gets worse in certain cultures that people grow up in. Like we know how the Middle East is, or we are told of how the Middle East is. I mean, to the point of concerning women, women aren't even allowed to drive cars in some of those countries. I mean, really, not allowed to go to school. I mean, really, I mean, just honestly, men in control of those societies, they got it like that. And it's just awful. It's just, in my opinion, it's terrible. It really is. It really is because I believe in the basic equality of men and women. Basically, I believe in the basic equality of human beings. I do. I honestly do. But moving right along, I have this other article here entitled Donald Trump Needs to Get the Cosby Treatment Immediately. And this article goes on to say that there's just no way around it. Donald Trump is a creep and a pervert. He's essentially admitted to being a sexual predator who thinks he can do and say whatever he wants to whomever he pleases because of his wealth and white male privilege. In the last presidential debate, he dismissed as locker room talk a leaked 2005 Access Hollywood video in which he bragged about having license to grab women by the pussy and commit sexual assault. Now the New York Times is reporting that women have come forward to say Trump touched them inappropriately, while a People's Magazine reporter says Trump attacked her. The Trump campaign, run by outright white nationalist champion and Breitbart executive Stephen Bannon, is responding by focusing on Bill Clinton's accusers and turning the former president into Bill Cosby. But isn't it time that the media turned Trump into the next Bill Cosby, the white Bill Cosby? While Trump claims that his boasts about kissing women without permission and touching their genitals was just talk, women are coming out to back up his so-called trash talk. According to the Times, in early 1980s, Trump sat next to Jessica Leeds, now 74, in the first-class section on a flight to New York. Leeds claims that 45 minutes after takeoff, Trump lifted the armrest and touched her. According to Ms. Leeds, Mr. Trump grabbed her breast and tried to put his hands up her skirt, the report said. He was like an octopus. We've heard that before concerning guys, and some guys are like that. We acquire hands out of nowhere in the female mind because our hands be so much over them. He was like an octopus, she said. His hands were everywhere. She fled to the back of the plane. It was an assault, she said. Then there was Rachel Crooks, who encountered Trump in 2005 when she was a 22-year-old receptionist at a real estate company based in Trump Tower. Aware that her company did business with Mr. Trump, she turned and introduced herself. They shook hands, but Mr. Trump would not let go, she said. Instead, he began kissing her cheeks. Then she said, "Kiss me directly on the mouth." It didn't feel like an accident, she said. It felt like a violation. Speaking of the incident, Crooks also said it was so inappropriate, and she was upset that he thought I was so insignificant that he could do that. Meanwhile, People writer Natasha Stroynoff says that in December 2005, around the time of Trump's infamous Access Hollywood interview with Billy Bush, she went to Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, to interview Donald and Melania for a feature story. We walked into that room alone, and Trump shut the door behind us. I turned around, and within seconds, he was pushing me against the wall and forcing his tongue down my throat. I was stunned, and I was grateful that when Trump's longtime butler burst into the room a minute later as I tried to unpin myself. Stroynoff claimed she was in shock and speechless, and her self-esteem crashed to zero after being made to feel so violated. There have been other reports of Trump's behavior when he owned the Miss Universe, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA pageants, of walking into a dressing room with girls as young as 15 and joking about his obligation to sleep with the contestants. In 1997, he kissed Miss Utah Temple Taggart on the mouth against her wishes, according to the contestant. As the Palm Beach Post reported, Mindy McGillray, 36, was groped by Trump at Mar-a-Lago 13 years ago. "Donald just grabbed my ass," the woman said. Trump and his surrogates have denied such allegations. This dude is sleazy. That's what the writer of this article said. This dude is sleazy. Remember, he said he would have dated his daughter, Ivanka, if they weren't related. And it is time that the media gave this man the full Bill Cosby treatment. When the dozens of accusations came in from women who said Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them, the actor and comedian became persona non grata throughout the U.S. He is avoided like the plague, like kryptonite. Universities took back the honorary degrees they bestowed upon Cosby and gave back his donation. No more Cosby Show reruns, and he resigned from the board of trustees of his alma mater, Temple University. Faced with all of the accusations, Cosby found himself in court to answer for these sexual assault charges. But what does Trump get? A chance to become president. Donald Trump is a predator who gropes women. He said so himself on tape. There are only two people standing in the way of Donald Trump becoming president: Hillary Clinton and, apparently, Donald Trump. But despite all the dirt that people had on Trump over the years, the racism, the sexism, the misogyny, and apparently the sexual criminality, the media have treated him with kid gloves this election season. That he is still taken seriously as one of the two major party candidates for the highest office in the world is a testament to the power of whiteness. Rich white men with power always got a pass in this society when they treated women like objects they could control, treat, and handle as they desired. Now the press appears to be making a mad rush to vet a presidential candidate who always operated from the bottom of the barrel. And the writer of this article says, better late than never. Perhaps will Trump get the Cosby treatment he truly deserves? It's as good a time as any to cut the man off entirely. Yeah, this clown, I mean, really. And also, just saying, I happen to have seen, I didn't watch the debate, like I've been saying, and like I had last said on the last show that I had done, how I haven't watched TV news in a while. It's still been like that. But however, one morning I did turn it on, but I turned it right back off. And the time when I had turned it on was the day after Michelle had given her speech in support of Hillary Clinton. I turned it on that morning while drinking my coffee to see what they might be saying about the speech that she gave and in talking about Donald Trump in that speech. Although, as it said, and as she does, she never even mentioned the clown's name. Interesting that she does do that, but it can be done. It's just interesting that she does do that. But again, it can be done. But anyway, I watched it primarily for that purpose. Well, I turned my TV on to the news for that purpose. And I heard they had said something about what Michelle has said in a caption. And then at the same time reporting other news segments of the news. And just went right away and on into something Donald Trump was saying and even showing him visually. I turned my TV right back off and went back to Pandora listening to the jazz that I listened to in the morning instead of looking at TV news. I rather sit in silence than sit and listen and look at that bozo, honestly. So like I was saying there, well, why was I saying that? It was about Trump and still not watching the news. I had went there for some reason. Yeah. But anyway, I have some more things here to read on Trump, but I'm trying to get through there or these things so I can get on to another issue. Okay, let's see here. I was going to read not an essay, but a editorial. I'm not going to read that. I'm going to move right along, and I'm not even going to read the thing about I will read this quickly here. It says here, but then again, this is we could say that it is because of Trump, but then again, even without him, this kind of stuff would still be going on. This article here is entitled "Students Expelled After Facebook Group Calls for Execution of Jews and Black People." This article goes on to say that a Nazi-themed Facebook group that called for the execution of Jews and African Americans has led to the exclusion of 5 Boulder, Colorado high school students in an unusual case of outright hate speech spreading to teens in a liberal city. That's the new word for KKK type groups or racist type groups. They call themselves outright. That's spelled ALT-RIGHT. Whatever the hell that means, it don't mean a damn thing, basically, other than that, like, they are racist and in line with the Ku Klux Klan philosophy. That's all it means. But no, but from what I read, they tend to differentiate themselves from the Ku Klux Klan by calling themselves outright. That's not like a German name to me anyway, but that's neither here nor there, because we do know or should assume that all Germans weren't Nazis and just that. So I apologize if I ever said that sounds like a German phrase, but more so it sounds like a Nazi phrase. I'll put it like that. Anyway, the article goes further to say that about 15 students participated in the fourth Reich official group chat on Facebook, according to a Boulder police report, which said members discussed killing all Jews and niggers and encouraged each other to recruit more members more members so they can complete their mission. But anyway, they didn't say the word nigger. They had it in brackets, N-word, meaning killing all Jews and N-words. It seems so childish that they do that. But again, that there is a part of what people today want to call political correctness. You don't say the word nigger, you say the N-word instead. You N-word, and I'm still slapping your face. You say that shit to me, but neither here nor there. But anyway, it's now 25 after the hour. We're going to go into another music break. And this time we're going to hear a song from, let's see, because like I said, we have a new list here, and I'm not sure what I'm going to pull up here, but let's see what happens here. Okay, I'm going to run the song entitled, it says here, Keeping It Real. And I see it says K-Keeping It Real. So maybe this is from a group or a person named K. So here we go. K, Keeping It Real. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Andy Morrell Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And we just heard a song from Kay entitled Keeping It Real. And I had no idea that that was basically an instrumental, but I know that now. Interesting. So going back into this article here that I was reading here, let me get the title again. It was in the article is entitled "Students Expelled After Facebook Group Calls for Execution of Jews and Black People." Let's see. The last part I had read there was how it says that about 15 students participated in a Fourth Reich official group chat on Facebook, according to a Boulder police report, which said members discussed killing all Jews and N-words, niggers, in other words, and encouraged each other to recruit more members so they can complete their mission. The article goes further to say members wrote messages championing white power, posted pictures of guns, called a firearm a N-word, that is, well, called the firearm an N-word blaster, in other words, a nigger blaster, called a gun a nigger blaster, used derogatory terms for gay people, joked about rape mimes, declared that they must lynch the N-words, they must lynch the niggers, and mocked Mexicans. Copies of the group's chats showed. The controversy culminated in exclusions. The controversy culminated in exclusions at Boulder Preparatory High School, but comes at a time when the alt-right movement, known for white supremacist views and its overtly racist ideology, has gained traction during the divisive presidential race. I'm going to leave the article there. I just wanted to read that into the show to show or demonstrate that this is, in fact, going on in this country and in Colorado. And it, further on in the article, it does say that there are not many black people within that particular school system and or environment, but still, white people. I mean, you leave them alone? I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. But aside from what many people in this day choose to believe concerning racism, I don't even want to say prejudice. I want to say racism. What many people in this day choose to believe, the lie that racism is basically propagated amongst lower class, ignorant white people. And I've been saying for so long, that just is not true. The ideology comes out of our universities, comes out of our colleges, comes from those professors who learned in those universities and colleges. And then it trickles down to the ignorant white person who becomes what? Knowledged in racist precepts, in racist ideology. But it's all based on a lie. And as we know, well, not necessarily a lie, but a lie like wrong. A wrong is wrong until corrected. However it is corrected, wrong will be corrected. It's inevitable. That's just the way it is. So, moving right along, I put that article down because I want to move on to other articles throughout the show. I want to read this into the show as well. This sheriff David Clark. We may have seen a lot of him on Fox News of late. A black guy, a black sheriff, a real, he's a bozo too. He is. He's another bozo, a black bozo. That's what he is, in my opinion. Anyway, this article is entitled, "Sheriff Supporting Trump Says It's Time to Bring Out Pitchforks and Torches." Now, well, I got nothing to say to that, but I got a whole lot to say to that. But I'm just going to read what this article says in reference to this clown and the ideas that he would want to propagate. It says here, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, a vocal backer of Donald Trump, is urging Americans to take up pitchforks and torches as the GOP nominee claims that the presidential election is rigged against him. Basically, that's all I'm going to read from this article. I'm not going to read no more from that article. That's enough of that. But also, something that I wanted to have read into the show is something I had seen on Facebook, because, again, that's why I said what I said earlier about not watching a lot of news. I was talking about something I had seen on Facebook, because that's why I see so much on Facebook, because I'm not watching media news. Anyway, through Facebook, I had seen a video about this. And the caption underneath the video, I've seen the video, awful video, terrible video, but enlightening, as awful as it was. Anyway, it says, CNN's decision to hire and pay full-time Trump supporters / apologists has turned its election coverage into a series of ridiculous, uninformative, screaming matches that just push nonsense and lies into the mainstream. And then I even wrote down some prime people who be up there on CNN talking that idiotic Trump nonsense. Some guy, if I'm not mistaken, he was at one point Trump's PR person or the head of his campaign or some nonsense like that. Anything about Trump to me is nonsense. This guy, Corey Lewandowski, he be up there talking, how can I put it, justifying Trump's positions and denying things that Trump said and so on and so forth. Another one is a woman named Kaylee McEnany. Looks like Kaylee McEnany. That's McEnany. And another one is Scotty Nell Hughes. Another one is Jeffrey Lord. And I wondered when I read these names, how come they don't have this other female up there, Tommy Loren. Yeah, she's another idiot that be talking a whole lot of racist nonsense. I mean, she ought to have on her hood when she spouts that nonsense that she be spouting. And I'm surprised that this black female, Omarosa Maganot, wasn't up there also. But anyway, what I had written after I had seen that video, I had written this in response to that video. I had said, is this why I'm so turned off from watching the news? It must be. I don't even sit or stand around individuals talking nonsense in real life. It's no wonder I don't sit and watch and listen to individuals talking nonsense on TV. I turn that nonsense right off. I turn that nonsense right the fuck off. FOH, fuck out of here. For real. But real. They have shown that. I mean, it just said CNN pays those people a salary to sit up there and talk that nonsense about Trump that they talk. Outrageous. And it would seem like Trump is being paid too. But then again, remember I said earlier that Hillary Clinton is going to line Trump's pockets when the election is over. I bet you. Anyway, now I want to go into quickly. This is like a side issue. I hadn't even had this particular issue written down for the show, but I did want to talk about this for a minute or two or three. Until the show is, I guess we could say, done for the night. I had to burp there. Excuse me again. But this is in reference to the speech that Michelle Obama had given for Hillary Clinton. Basically, that's what that speech was all about. It was a political speech for Hillary Clinton. Anyway, I had said this when I had even seen just the caption for the article. I hadn't even seen the video at that point in time. I had said, I had seen the caption of this news story first. Even then, I knew it was a speech on behalf of Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. It was a good speech. But as Dr. Stacey Patton asked, and I concur, where are her words when we, people who look just like her, are abused and even killed? And then I had got this from Dr. Stacey Patton's timeline. I always mention her in the show. I love reading stuff that she writes. because she writes like I think, or more so her and I are, I would say, intellectual soulmates in a real sense. So I do, in fact, think. Anyway, Dr. Patton had written this, and she started off by saying, I'm about to get unfriended. She goes on to say, I was in our campus newsroom today with students listening to Michelle Obama getting teary and choked up as she spoke about Trump's predatory treatment of women. I threw so much shade at the TV as I thought about all the racist and sexist BS that has been said about her body, her daughters, about Monet Davis, the foster child in South Carolina who got thrown across a classroom, about Gabby Douglas and countless other black females. Set me straight if I am wrong, but I cannot recall her taking to a national stage and crying for them or all the black lives lost to state murder. I don't recall her crying for all the women and children in our country and other countries who have died in drone strikes. Quite frankly, if any woman listens to Trump's vitriol and fixes their lips to say that his judgment of women makes them feel negative about themselves, then you had already been in the practice of giving people permission to make you feel inferior. That's a sign of your own low self-worth if you seek validation from a pasty evil creep like him. I love Stacey Fay. Yes, yes. And like I said, it had just, what she said further validated my first thoughts about that speech before I had even seen it. But yet she went elsewhere with her thinking on the issue. And I, like I said, I concur with her thinking exactly. She's going to talk about, we heard what Michelle was saying. But then again, you know, that also reminds me of something else that she said that kind of pushed me or touched me the wrong way when she was talking about all of the abuse that her family and President Obama gets from the nation basically as a whole. The things that have been said about her family, and President Obama. She said, what, when they go high? No. She said, when they go low, we go high. FOH. I mean, no. In my opinion, they ought to speak out on that stuff, just like she spoke out that day when she was campaigning for Hillary Clinton. She was really, how can I put it? I don't want to use the word emotional, but she was somewhat fierce. Yes, she was fierce in her denunciation of Donald Trump's comments about women. And, well, she should have been. I would say that it was good to have heard somebody speak like she did concerning that ignoramus, that I'm going to say too, that sexual pervert, that sexual predator. Really, it was good to have heard her speak like that. But again, that was just political theater in a real sense, and for Hillary Clinton. And in saying that, I'll say what I have once read, that this guy, I read it in a quote. I never read anything that this guy, T.S. Eliot, has written because, well, long story there. But anyway, he has said that there, how did he put that? I think he has said that there is no greater treason to do the right thing for the wrong reason. And I apply that to Michelle Obama and her speech for Hillary Clinton and saying all those things that she said for Hillary Clinton to finally come up and say that Hillary Clinton is the better choice because her mind don't work like Donald Trump's. FOH. Well, that's just my opinion. I'm not voting for neither one. If I do vote this year, I'm going to be voting for that woman, Jill, from the Green Party. I forget her last name. Jill Klein is it something like that? Never mind, but that's who I'll be voting for if I do vote at all. Yes, indeed. So moving right along. Based upon that speech, and then also based upon a mime that was posted on Facebook concerning Michelle's words when she said, Trump's sexual boasts have shaken me to my core. She said that. They showed a picture of her at the podium having those words above her head, and then on another mime, they had shown where they had a quote where she had said, Beyonce could not be a better role model for my girls. And people were, in a real sense, equating the two mimes, well, not the two mimes per se, but they were linking what she was saying about how Trump's words shook her to her core and about how she had said that Beyonce could not be a better role model for my girls. And then concerning Trump's words and then concerning Beyonce's antics or actions when she's performing. People were linking those two and then asking the question, what's the big difference? I mean, because in a real sense, Trump's words were, well, they were derogatory, they were offensive, and they were, let's say, lewd, okay? And then now juxtapose his words with Beyonce's antics or actions as she performs. I'm one who will say that her actions or antics as she performs, they're lewd. They're highly sexually suggestive. Highly, totally. And I'll say it. I'll say it. As for myself, I don't really watch stuff like that. Because in my thinking, F that, I might as well go straight to porn. Shit, I'm hardcore. I don't play like that. No, 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 no. So instead of seeing that, like I say, I'm going straight to porn. I don't need to see that. Because, like I said, the gyrations and all that, I mean, it's highly sexually suggestive. What do some call that? Dry sex, if you will. FOH. No, 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 no. So all I'm saying there is that people were juxtaposing Trump's words and Beyonce's actions, her movements or her theater, if you will, you know, on the same level. And in a real sense, they are. But on a straight line, well, how can I put it? On a straight line of projection, I mean, well, no, they, well, one can say on a straight line of projection, one is at one point on the line, the other is at another point of the line, and not even extreme, but I guess better said, the actions of the two are parallel. His words and her actions, they're parallel and at the same point in a real sense on that parallel bar. That's just the way I see it. But anyway, I have already talked over the allotted time because now we've got to go into a music break. But no doubt we'll come back to this issue next week if we don't have more stuff to talk about, and no doubt we will. But I want to come back to this anyway. But we're going to go into to another song here because we must. Okay, and I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go on into another song. And this is from a person or group entitled Hot Sugar. You're no. I can't even pronounce the title of the song, so I'm not going to go there. Terrible. But like I said, we do have a new playlist here. And I'm trying to figure out just what is the best song to play here, because in a real sense, I don't know them, not until I hear them. But this is a song from Brittany J entitled Dark or Light. So here we go.
Is it dark? Light? Is it dark? Light? Is it dark? Or is daughter pregnant, cause that Remy keep me going like a long ass conversation. Every other night I'm contemplating, know how I'ma make it. Sipping on Patron, shit, I might just mix it. If I wake up with a hangover, some weed will probably fix it. So let's go, bitch, I've been a raw. She can't feel her toes, because that buzz got her feeling good, way out of control. So I give her the feeling that her man never delivers. Two shots of me mixed with vodka, have her turned up to the ceiling. Girl, you know I'm about that life. These niggas claim they living. You will never find another, cause I'm one out of a million. So let's go.
Getting it, only question I have, what the hell am I drinking? Is it dark, a light? Is it dark, a light? Is it dark, or is it light? That's the most important question of the night. Is it dark?
Welcome back to Indy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And we just heard a song from Brittany J. entitled Dark or Light. There was a lot of things said in that song, but one thing that we do know about that song is that they were talking about alcohol. Which do you like? Dark or light? Dark or light? I know when I drink, I prefer the dark alcohol. The darker, the better. One of those situations. But anyway, moving right along. In our last minutes of the show, that is, I'm here on the article of Michelle Obama's speech and some reaction to it from some of my own Facebook friends, but more so a reaction from a mime that was posted on Facebook juxtaposing Trump's words and Beyonce's actions, and in reference to Michelle Obama saying that Beyonce couldn't be a better role model for her daughters. Interesting. But that's her opinion. I guess she's entitled to that. I mean, that's what she wants. God bless her. More power to her. But anyway, one of my Facebook friends had responded because a lot of people were talking about that juxtaposition of Trump's words and Beyonce's performances, sexual performances, highly sexual performances. Anyway. One of my Facebook friends has written, I think the attack on First Lady Michelle Obama and her speech was because she never took the platform wherein she spoke up for the black girl that got sung across the classroom, the little girl that was shot and killed at her grandmother's home, Sandra Bland, and many other black women that had been victims of assault, downgrading police brutality, and some even killed by the hands of policemen. I think this is where this attack is coming from against her. I don't know why President Obama and First Lady Obama have not addressed this issue, but I do know, but I do hold that against them in my heart and in my mind. I used to be 100% for them, but because of this issue, for not addressing black issues, I am at 89% for them. And then another Facebook friend had written, good question. I think B&M, that is Barack and Michelle Obama, have chosen to pretend race does not exist, and that is not, and that it is not an issue. Another Facebook friend had written, bullshit. He's spoken on slavery, the effects of slavery, how police have let us down many times. And then that Facebook friend who had said, good question, he had responded by saying, heck, I could be wrong. Maybe I haven't been paying attention. It kind of bugs me that Obama has been fine with sending MRAPs and M16s to police departments for 8 years, and they aren't going to my rich-ass neighborhood. I suspect that a lot of people in poorer neighborhoods believe that more professional law enforcement will reduce crime. Obama has also not come out against the death penalty, which I absolutely oppose, or mandatory sentencing. Fuck, I could be wrong, and maybe he's working behind the scenes. Where's the beef? Then another Facebook friend had responded to him by saying that program existed way before Obama, and he changed the program after Ferguson. Death penalty is a state-by-state issue. Federal and death penalty mostly used for terroristic, domestic, and foreign. Can't we at least try to get the difference between federal and state? Obama is not the king of the states. Your governor is. You see, my Facebook friends were going back and forth on this issue, and not necessarily the mime or the intent of the mime, which was to show the juxtaposition of words and actions. Some people even came forth to say that with Beyoncé's highly sexual performances and her songs, they were about consensual sex, or more so they had said at least her songs are about consensual sex, wherein Trump was talking about aggressive and or predatory sex and or criminal sex in terms of raping a woman, grabbing her by the pussy. You don't do stuff like that. If you do, you deserve, well, I'll put it this way. If a man does something like that, he does deserve to have his face slapped in turn. Or if not, worse. In my opinion, anything that a female should decide to do to a guy who does something like that, who does something like that to her, she is within her rights. Absolutely 100% within her rights to do whatever she feels is warranted. So I do feel. Definitely so. And matter of fact, in saying that, I'll relate a situation. It happened. It happened. And I'll put it this way. I'll just tell the story quickly. When I was in Germany, there was this guy, black guy. He's always talked to me about things that, you know, that like he would do to females. And in his mind, he said they like stuff like that. I'm listening to him thinking about, what, are you crazy? What are you talking about? They like stuff like that. Like stuff like what? He was telling me how he would just, be on the subway or be on a bus and just grab a girl's ass. Just, you know, feel her ass and shit like that. And he talked about they like stuff. I said, come on, you got to be out of your mind. Anyway, long story short, one day I was on a subway, and I just, totally out of character for me, this girl was standing in front of me, and I hit her butt. I grabbed her butt and just, you know, put my hand back real quick like I did nothing. And she turned around quickly and looked at me dead in the face, in the eyes. And I'm looking back at her like I ain't did a damn thing. I guess it must have been a real stupid look on my face. But anyway, the whole time that she's looking at me and I'm looking at her, I'm thinking, now, if this girl slaps my face, I can't do a damn thing about it because I brought it on myself. I had no right to touch her like that. I really didn't. And I kept thinking, if she slaps my face, I can't do nothing about it but just accept it because I brought that on myself. Okay, now we're going to have to close out on the show with that. And I'm going to play our last song. We got about minutes left, well, seconds left even. And this is Alana Evans entitled Perfect. So here we go, and we'll be back next week. Till then, everybody, have a safe week.